93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. If you have to break bad news to somebody and you need some help, that is what we are here for.
We're great at it.
We're not licensed therapists, but we are good at getting to the bottom of things. And that's what we do on Breaking Bad News. And this morning, we're going to help out Bella this morning. Hey, Bella.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah, we're doing good. I know you're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, so things might not be great in your world. So tell us a little bit about what's going on and who you're going to be breaking bad news to this morning.
We're breaking the bad news to my mom.
Okay.
Because I just moved, and she was helping me move the other day.
Well, that's nice.
There was a box. Do not open the box. Like, it's my private box. You know, I mean, I didn't say this to her, but it has, you know, my adult fun toys in it.
Oh, your vibes are in there.
You're
very good.
Okay. All right. So you have a box. You got a box full of sex toys is what you're trying to tell us, Bella.
Yeah, so I moved that specific box in myself.
Okay.
But then when the day was done, I went looking for that box, and it was gone. It was not in my apartment.
Boy, you just needed that box right away after the pigment.
Listen, she's stressed. She needs to relax.
I'm joking. Okay, so so the box wasn't there, and now if you're going to move the box by yourself, why would you even tell your mom? Like, what did you say exactly? Like, this is a special box, or this box has stuff in it that you don't need to see, or just don't touch this box?
Well, I said just like don't unpack it. That's all I said.
All right. So you think curiosity got the best of her and that she took it or opened it or hid it, or what do you think happened here?
I mean, I definitely think that she took it because it's not here.
Yeah.
You can't find it at all. And that's, like, really freaky.
it's a
little different.
Do you have a massive... Maybe it got lost. Was there, like, massive amounts of boxes, like a couple of truckloads full or something, or was this kind of a small move?
No, it didn't get lost. I specifically brought it in.
Okay.
I know that I did.
All right, so you actually know the box got to your new apartment because you brought it in, your mom was milling around, and then now that you're there by yourself, it's gone.
Yeah, it's all gone.
And how full was the box of toys?
Really? You're dumb.
I got to see. Well, maybe it got thrown out. Maybe it's like an empty box and people just thought it was empty.
What's in the box?
No, it's not empty.
Okay, how many?
It was very full, and I miss it, and I know that
she misses it.
This is the best conversation
I've
ever had.
How many years are we talking about of stacking these bad boys up against each other in a box? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta throw them out every, God.
I made her uncomfortable.
All right, well, how many? Was it like a full, was the box heavy when you were carrying it? Are we getting caught up on the details?
They're not heavy. I use like the small, fun ones.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
We're done.
We're going to stop embarrassing you. Listen, everybody does it.
It's fine.
Everybody does.
You're fine.
Okay. So, and why do you think your mom would take it? Do you have any idea in your head right now of why your mom would be fooling around with your fun adult toys?
She's probably embarrassed to go get them or something.
I mean, yeah, the only reason I can think of is that, like, she just thinks it's wrong, and I don't know, maybe she doesn't do it.
Yeah. All right.
But she wants to.
Maybe she does. Selective Video is right down the street.
I know. So. Very popular.
Now, Bella, you're going to call your mom here. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to mute your phone line. Our phone line's here. So your mom will not be able to hear us. You might hear us in the background, Bella, but your mom will not hear us at all until we break in near the end of the call. So it's just going to be you and her on the phone. You break the bad news to her that, you know, the box is gone and you think she took it. We'll see how it all goes, and then we'll see if we can't come in near the end and see if we can't smooth everything over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck. It's Breaking Bad News. Here we go.
Hello? Mom?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, where are you?
I'm at home.
Hey.
Are you okay?
I have a question. Did you take that box that, like, I specifically said, do not touch in my apartment?
Push it, Kim, right out with the question.
Which box?
Listen to her.
What do you mean, which box? The one box that I said don't open, don't unpack. Did you take that? Mom!
You know, there were so many boxes.
Mom, stop.
Stop.
Stop lying.
Why would she take it?
Did you take the box? Tell me. You have to tell me, because otherwise I have to call the police because somebody came into my apartment. And then I have to move back in because I obviously live in an unsafe apartment.
I think I know the box you're talking about, okay?
I think.
And what? I was putting some of the stuff away, and I came across a box, and I thought it was an empty box, and I picked it up, and it kind of rattled a bit, and I opened it. And I did not realize that that was a box you told me not to move. I was trying to get rid of stuff and get everything cleared out. We didn't have many boxes left. But honestly, I don't know what you're doing with that stuff. You don't need that stuff.
I don't know what you're doing.
So you opened it and then you took it?
Yes.
I just don't think it's a good idea for you to have stuff like that. I mean,
oh my God, ew! Hilarious. What is wrong with you? Why would you?
Ew.
I don't agree with that kind of thing. I don't know where you're getting this stuff. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's your boyfriend or. But it's just kind of disgusting and gross, and I just didn't think that you should have it. And honestly, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, honey. I really don't. I mean, I just, you know, I was very disappointed and kind of disgusted, honestly. So, you know.
What? Ew, I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, boy.
Honey, I'm only looking out for you. I mean, you're still my baby girl. You'll always be my baby girl. And I don't want to see you getting into something that, you know, is not really the right way to go, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Her mom stole her rabbit.
Stop.
Okay.
Her double D.
It has nothing to do with you. It's really, really disturbing that you took that.
Did she throw it away? Did she put it in the garage?
I don't. Put it in the garage. Under the mattress.
Bella, I mean, really.
Disgusted.
You don't need that stuff. I didn't know what
it's
to do. When I saw it, I was
anything.
Just really, really disgusted, and I just was
it.
Like, I'm going to just take it and just get it out of here, and hopefully that'll be the end of it, you know?
Jeez.
Okay. Seriously?
We're going to break in here. Yeah. Hi, good morning. Is this Samantha?
Who's this?
Hey. Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
This is actually Marco and Krista. We do a radio show here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we're on with your daughter, Bella, this morning. She's on the radio with us doing a thing.
What?
Thing
oh, my God.
Doing a thing called
Bella,
Breaking Bad News.
You know shame. You went on the, not only did you do all this stuff, you went on the radio.
Yeah.
You got your on the radio about it. Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
We're kind of like investigators.
Yeah, well, we're just trying to get to the bottom of the missing box, and we did.
Oh, God.
So just to be clear, did you, yeah. Samantha, throw the box in question out? Is it in the garage? Is it in the backyard?
It's in my basement.
So it's still intact?
Yeah.
Yes, I did not want to go through it.
Yeah. Well, you kind of did go through
it. And I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know what to do with it, but I put it in the basement, and I was just hoping things would blow over and it would disappear, and then I could throw it out. I didn't want to throw it out right away.
Oh, my God, Mom. Oh, my gosh.
But I mean, that's Bella's personal belongings, right? I mean, that's kind of her stuff. I mean, I know you're a mom, so.
Bella, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, honey. It's like, you know.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It's normal.
You know, sometimes guys aren't the best, so sometimes girls need a little help.
Stop. You're not helping.
I'm trying to educate.
It's bad enough the way it is, but. Not only did you didn't call me, you called the radio station, and then go on the radio to tell, like, the whole world about what you're doing. And,
where are you going, Marco?
God, this is just
I can't even believe you
stole it. Like, that's so weird. You're so weird.
All right. We're going to try to get the rest of this off the radio because I know, Samantha, you don't really want to be on, and that's fine. We're going to put you on hold, Samantha, okay?
Okay.
All right. So hang on a second. Don't go anywhere. Then you can talk to Bella off the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, Bella, your mom's on hold. She can't hear us right now. Listen, I'm really sorry this happened. We do some stuff with Selective Video here, and we've come up with a $200 gift card so you can go down and do all the shopping for new stuff that you want. I didn't want your mom to hear that because she'll probably freak out. But enjoy yourself. They got a lot of stuff down at Selective Video. They have outfits.
Oh yes.
All kinds of stuff.
Lotions.
So you can get all new stuff. You can get all new stuff. And here's the thing. You just tell your mom, you know what, Mom? You're right. Keep all that stuff. Throw it out. I don't even want it anymore. And then you go get all new stuff, and everyone will be happy.
Heck, I need to get some new stuff myself, so I'll just all meet
right.
you there.
All right. TMI.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to go. That's even better.
She's like, cool.